This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Pro-military protesters briefly blocked major roads and bridges in Sudan's capital Sunday amid growing tensions between the generals and the pro-democracy movement that fueled the uprising against autocratic former President Omar al-Bashir. The development came a day after U.S. Special Envoy for the Horn of Africa, Jeffrey Feltman, met with military and civilian leaders to find a compromise to the dispute. The souring ties between the military and civilians in the ruling government threatened Sudan's fragile transition to democracy since the military's ouster of al-Bashir and his Islamist government in April 2019 after nearly three decades of autocratic rule. The current crisis surfaced with a coup attempt last month. Officials blamed al-Bashir loyalists for the move, but the generals lashed out at the civilian part of the government, accusing politicians of seeking government posts rather than helping ease people's economic suffering. On Saturday, dozens of pro-military protesters stormed the reception area of the headquarters of the country's state-run news agency and set tires ablaze outside the agency's office. Uganda's president said Sunday an explosion in the capital killed one person and injured five was a terrorist act, vowing to hunt down those responsible. Police said a, quote, serious blast occurred Saturday night, and the president claims he's been briefed that three people left a plastic shopping bag at the scene that later exploded, killing one person and injuring five others. He said investigators were still combing the bomb site, and more details would be released later, including advice for the public about dealing with possible terrorists. This is VOA News. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the climate summit coming up this week. His office confirmed Sunday a major boost for the conference that has already been snubbed by some key world leaders. But more than 120 world leaders are expected to attend the biggest climate summit since the 2015 Paris talks, coming up on November 1st and 2nd. But not China's President Xi Jinping or Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Climate envoys from the United States, European Union, and the summit's British organizers have made repeat visits to New Delhi in recent weeks to encourage Modi's government to do more to cut carbon dioxide emissions. Officials have indicated that India, third behind the United States and China as an emitter of greenhouse gases, will make a new offer, but they have given no details. Modi will go to the UN climate talks in Glasgow after attending the Group of 20 summit in Rome next weekend, where rising temperatures will also be a key issue, his office said in a statement. Modi's office said the climate summit would be a key opportunity for, quote, charting the way forward. China says it's given complete doses of COVID-19 vaccines to about 75% of its population. Some more than 1 billion people have now been inoculated with required doses, according to a National Health Commission spokesperson. China is giving booster shots to adults whose last dose was at least 6 months earlier, with priority groups including essential workers, older people, and those with weaker immune systems. Officials claim data shows antibodies from vaccines, including the most used shots from Sinovac and Sinopharm, declined within months. The U.S. envoy for North Korea said on Sunday that North Korea's recent ballistic missile tests were, quote, concerning and counterproductive for efforts to reduce tensions, and Pyongyang should instead engage in talks. Speaking to reporters after meeting with his South Korean counterpart in Seoul, the special representative for the United States said the U.S. is committed to exploring, quote, sustained and substantive diplomacy with North Korea. Pyongyang so far has rejected U.S. overtures, accusing Washington and Seoul of talking diplomacy while ratcheting up tensions with their own military activities. On Thursday, the North said the United States was overreacting to a submarine-launched ballistic missile test that it called self-defensive, and questioned the sincerity of Washington's offer of talks, warning of consequences. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.